It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Yes, it does. That's for sure. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
It's good. Yeah, it's going great. Beautiful weather.
It sure is. You can't get much nicer than it's out right now, except if we could get a little rain.
That's right. We always could use some rain, right?
Yeah, but you know, this morning had a couple farmers in, and they said there was a lot of dew out there this morning. So. I guess it's getting watered a little bit that way.
Okay.
But before we really dig into this, I have had some stuff that I wanted to tell people about what they should be doing and never really get to it because we have so many questions. If you haven't watered out there, there are some certain plants that you probably better be watering. I don't know if you're watering your garden or not, but it's not good. If you haven't had much of this rain, it's kind of going backwards.
Okay.
I've had some people that their pumpkins, their vine crops need water, and some potatoes, and so watch that. That birch trees, willow trees need water because they are generally found, you know, near the water. Plum trees are dropping their plums like crazy. If you haven't watered those, you better water your plum trees.
Oh.
And when you're watering, you might as well put some nutrition out there. Fertilize them, because when plants are making plums or doing your tomatoes, they need energy, and it's taking a lot of energy out of that, so they need to be fed. So don't be afraid to use your fertilizers. Bugs and diseases are out there like crazy, and I know we got some questions coming up, and we'll probably cover that.
Okay.
Your lawn going around here, it looks like somebody's put Roundup all over it.
Yep, exactly.
a lawn, we mainly have bluegrass around here, and bluegrass will go dormant, okay? It's not dead, it's not dying, it's going dormant. But if after it's been dormant for 8 weeks, it will go into the dead stage. So we need some rain on that, or maybe you need to water it once or twice just to keep it alive, because the crowns of the plants have to stay moist, or if they dry up, your grass is shot, and it'll cost a lot more than a couple waterings. And if you're going to keep your grass green, it needs an inch of water a week.
Inch of water a week, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'd rather see you water it a lot at one time than a little bit at a time. Don't go out there with just, a hose sprayer. That's not going to do much good. You need to soak it. And so maybe give it that inch of water at one time.
Okay. All right. Hey, Dwayne, let's open up the phone lines again for anyone that has lawn or garden questions for Dwayne. The number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. And, Dwayne, we got a question here. Actually, it's my question. I have an American elm tree in my backyard, and it's pretty healthy, or it is healthy, but the leaves have small, tiny holes in it. Most of the leaves, I should say. What is that, and what causes that?
There could be a lot of causes, but probably some type of chewing insect. And, you said your tree's healthy, and it probably is, and depends on how you look at things. If you need to have a perfect tree, you probably should have sprayed it a while ago with an insecticide to keep some of those chewing insects off there. If it doesn't bug you, you don't need to spray that tree because it's already almost August, so it's not that long till fall, and then the leaves will fall off. Mm-hmm. But if it does, some trees you have to take care of or get out there and spray with an insecticide to keep the bugs off. Had a gentleman in this morning that his garden was just being attacked. So if you spray 7 on there, it doesn't last very long, but it takes care of the problem now, and you still can harvest it. If you're going to spray a tree like your elm tree, have one that has an insecticide, fungicide, miticide in it. Kind of takes care of everything that's
ailing
it.
All right, I kind of messed up, Dwayne. We forgot the plant of the week before we start with the questions. So.
You put that on the air, too, and
I know
we had hydrangeas a couple weeks ago, but the hydrangea tree is a grafted tree. It has the hydrangea on top. Hydrangeas are the ones that have the big, usually the white flower ball, and you can graft that, so you have a little small tree. The tree will get 8-9 feet tall, and you have those big flowers on there now, or else you get a bush, and you can get the white ones that are cone-shaped or have the flower is cone shaped or a ball shape. Some people call it the snowball. And you can get ones that are pink and blue. And if you're going to get a blue one, get Twist and Shout, because that will kind of stay blue. The original ones, Endless Summer, they got to be out on the West Coast and have more humidity and have different soils than we have here.
Okay. Yeah, so that tree only can get, what'd you say, 7-8 feet?
Yep. Stay small, so like corner of your house or you have a bigger spot. And, you know, that you want the end of the house. You used to put arborvitaes at the end of the house. Hydrangea is kind of a plant that we've been using that to cover, take that space.
Okay.
So you can go online, Paul Ramo, and see it, picture of it. So they're really pretty.
Yep, it's on our KLQP radio Facebook page. Yeah, it was a nice picture you posted there, Duane. So, so that's our plant of the week. What is our UFTA plant of the week this week?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have a plant, but I'm going to have red spider mites. Spider mites is UFTA this week. They're all over soybean fields, potentillas, on the evergreens. I've gotten more questions on what's going on with my evergreen trees. And red spider mites and are on there, plus the fungus disease. Spider mites don't chew holes or anything. It's a sucking creature. It sucks the juices out of the plants. It looks like you should water your plants, but no, the plant just can't take up enough water, and it just dehydrates, and it
UFTA.
Turns brown. Yeah, it's UFTA.
It's UFTA.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, how do you get rid of them then?
Got to use a miticide, and it's, they're very easy to kill. They're small. Use a miticide if you have fruit tree spray, or we have one that's called Captain Jack's Dead Bug that has a miticide in it. Insecticide doesn't kill a mite, so you definitely need an insecticide in there, okay?
Okay.
And so insecticides kill insects. Miticide kills mites. If you have a disease, that's not a bug, okay? That's a bacteria, or you have a virus disease. So you have to get the right thing to solve your problem.
All right, one of our listeners just called in, Duane, with this question. How come my cucumber plants are turning yellow?
If leaves are turning yellow, had a gentleman this morning, too, brought in some cucumbers and squash that are turning yellow. You could have a vine borer, which is an insecticide. We talked a lot about an insect caterpillar type thing. We talked a lot about that. Vine crops, I think, need a lot of water because they're getting to be a big plant. You know, it's vining way out there. So water your plant at the base of the plant because that's where the stem goes into the ground and that's where the roots are, okay? It's not way out at the end of the plant, okay? Water it. The plant's getting big, needs a lot of nutrients, so you got to fertilize it. And the only other thing you could do is spray like a fruit tree spray or spray 7 on there if it has a bug. That'll take care of it.
Okay.
Water and fertilizer is what I do first.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen some cucumbers, a lot of production on cucumbers this year, it looks like.
Yep.
They look
good. You know, it takes a lot of energy to produce that fruit. And I know I've said this many times already now. You got to fertilize that. And we haven't had a lot of moisture right in this area. So make sure that you water your plants, especially if they're in containers, because they only get the water that you give them.
Okay. All right. Our next question, Duane. This year I have lots of cobwebs in my flower beds and garden. What causes this and how do I get rid of them? And does it hurt the plants?
Yeah, it definitely hurts the plant. We just talked about that and I should have mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have cobwebs, you have spider mites, okay? It's a mite and they call it spider because it has cobwebs.
Oh, okay.
And what they'll do, again, they get on the underside of the leaf and they suck the juices out, so it looks like they're turning yellow, you know, because they can't get enough water in there. So you got to water it. Got to spray a miticide on there to get rid of those mites.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like that's more this year than ever.
It's dry, okay? Dry and hot. When it gets hot, insects, mites, their life cycle increases, so they produce more, and so you get more creatures out there. And so you're getting more mites, and the cobweb is a red spider mite out there. Or it doesn't have to be red, but that's a spider mite.
Okay.
Take a piece of paper, take a white piece of paper, stick under the leaves, shake the leaves on top of this paper, and you'll see little creatures going all over on it. That's a mite.
Okay. All right. Wow. Here, this next question is kind of interesting. Never thought about this before. Let's talk about ants. Do ants benefit a garden?
Yes, if you really want to stretch it. Ants, you know, burrow in the ground, and what they'll do is they help aerate the ground, help loosen up the structure of the ground. It's good to get air into the ground because the roots need oxygen. Plus, they'll chew up the ground and make it aerate it and loosen it up for the plant. So that way it's beneficial. They'll also eat debris, and it goes through their system, and actually they're fertilizing the garden. So in that way, peonies, flowers, the ants actually protect them. Ants like the nectar of the flowers, especially a peony plant.
Mm-hmm.
And the plant gives ants or attracts ants with the nectar, and the ants will ward off other bugs and stuff off those plants. So ants actually do help your garden.
Wow.
Especially peonies.
What's the benefit of ants? And I mean, basically,
ants will fight off other insects.
Okay.
They'll attack other insects that will hurt the plant. So they have a symbiotic relationship. So it helps both of them. The plants will give the ants nectar, and the ants will protect the flowers and the plants.
All right. I remember when I was a little kid, we had a ant farm in my house. I just enjoyed watching the ants.
That's cool. They're workers.
Yeah, ant farms used to be huge when I was growing up anyway. I mean,
yep.
As a thing to have in the house. Wouldn't want to break it, though.
You get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, we got a couple minutes here, Dwayne. What's happening at Heather Floral Nursery?
Well, we've been doing a lot. I've been out and about anywhere from Olivia up to Ortonville, looking at people's trees. A lot of tree questions, mites on willow trees, and also with that, the evergreens look bad. But also doing a lot of landscape designing, helping people with their questions. We have a lot of trees and shrubs on hand. If you're looking to plant a tree in a few years, get under there, have some shade. But if you need some design help or whatever, you can give me a call, and I can help you with that. So we're busy with trees and shrubs, and also our floral department is busy doing weddings this weekend. So a lot of things going on there, busy doing flowers. So if you need any floral-type plants, it's Heather Nursery and Floral, so we also have that department. I usually don't talk about that a lot, but we have a lot of creative people on our floral department.
Yes, you do. Yep, that's for sure. So what are the hours? All three locations are open?
All of them are open. We're supposed to wear masks. We appreciate you wearing a mask in, and we do have masks at the counters if you need a mask.
Okay.
Stores are open. We can do social distancing, not a problem. Our hours are usually from 9 to 5, and if you need other hours, you can give us a call, but we're here a lot, and we also still having our sale on our greenhouse plants, so check those out, too. The annuals are still on sale.
All right. Real good, Dwayne. Another good show, and can't wait to see what the plant of the week is next week.
Okay. Thank you, Paul, and everybody have a good week, and turn the water hose on.
All right. You bet. Turn on water hose on. That's right.
Yeah,
thanks, Dwayne. See, talk to you next week.
You bet.
Dwayne Hasted with our garden show for this week.